A word for you from Exodus 23 verse 22. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies, and an adversary unto your adversaries. Some of that is read in the King James Version. The promise is the same, and it is for God's people, those who belong to him. And here the condition is those who indeed obey his voice and do all that he speaks. And what is the result of that? God defends his own people. Sometimes Christians feel defenseless. They feel that they're so vulnerable and they are open to intimidation. Sometimes being quiet about their faith, they don't want to disturb the peace. They are afraid of enemies. But here God promises that if we acknowledge him, if we walk with him, if we do what he expects of us, he will be our defense. Spurgeon puts it this way: to full obedience, how large the blessing. The Lord enters into a league with his people, offensive and defensive. He will bless those who bless us and curse those who curse us. God will go heart and soul with his people and enter into deepest sympathy into their position. What a protection this affords us. Well, Spurgeon puts it so well. The word of God is so rich. There are promises like these that if you take them and you ask for God's grace to be obedient to them, you will find far more than you can ever expect from God. Spurgeon goes on to say, so far as our own interest is concerned, we have no enemies. But for the cause of truth and righteousness, we take up arms and go forth to conflict. In this sacred war, we are allied with the eternal God. And if we carefully obey the law of our Lord Jesus, he is engaged to put forth all his power on our behalf. Wherefore we fear no man. Well, you can ask yourself, are you enjoying the fullness of this promise? If not, why not? What is it that is preventing this full blessing where God defends his own people?